But you know, I don't drink. I don't do drugs. Okay? I want to thank management for offering. Actually, I used to do drugs, and I quit. But I'm going to tell you something. I have nothing against drugs whatsoever. In fact, I'll tell you something else. I know this is not a very popular idea. You don't hear it very often anymore. But it's the truth. I have taken drugs before, and I had a real good time. Sorry. Didn't murder anybody, didn't rob anybody, didn't rape anybody, didn't beat anybody, didn't lose one fucking job, laughed my ass off, and went about my day. Sorry. Where's my commercial? I'll be the guy holding that skillet in that commercial. That ain't afraid, that's breakfast. Let's eat. I hate that fuck. That commercial's about to drive me back to drugs, man. I've seen a lot of things on drugs, but I have never, ever, ever looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Not once. I have seen UFOs split the sky like a sheet, but I have never looked at an egg and thought it was a goddamn brain. What the fuck is this guy on doing that goddamn commercial? He's drunk, man. He's your brain. He's your brain on. Hey, fuck you. That's an egg. That's a frying pan. That's a stove. You're an alcoholic. Dude, I'm tripping right now, and I still see that's a fucking egg. I see the UFOs around it, but that's an egg in the middle. Goddamn it. It's green, it's purple, it's blue. It's a fucking egg. Now, how dare you have a wino tell me not to do drugs? That's why the war on drugs will never work, because we're just not quite ready for it. We're not. I mean, why do you think all day long you see those commercials, here's your brain on drugs, just say no. Why do you think they call it dope? And the next commercial is, this bud's for you. Come on, America, let's be hypocritical bastards. Come on. It's okay to drink your drug. We meant those other drugs. Those untaxed drugs. Those are the ones that are bad for you. Nicotine, alcohol, good drugs. Coincidentally, tax drugs. Ooh, how does this fucking work? Well, thank God they're taxing alcohol, man. It means we got those good roads we can get fucked up and drive on. Oh, thank God they're taxing that shit, man. We'd be doing donuts in a wheat field right now. Thank God we're on a highway. Woo! Those nice, smooth accidents there. You know what I mean? I'll tell you, man, if I were going to legalize a drug, it sure wouldn't be alcohol. Sorry, there's better drugs and better drugs for you. That's a fact. So stop your internal dialogue. But Bill, shut up. I'm talking only in facts, not in government-sponsored commercials. Okay? Okay. Love you. Shut up. Not only do I think marijuana should be legalized, I think it should be mandatory. I'm a hardliner. Think about it, man. You get in traffic by somebody. Shut up and smoke that. It's the law. Oh, sorry. I was taking life seriously. Oh, man. Who's hungry? That'd be a nice world, wouldn't it? Quiet, mellow, hungry, high people everywhere. Domino's pizza trucks passing each other. Every fucking highway, man. Parades of Domino's trucks. Let them get stuck in traffic, all our pizzas will be free.
I'm a dreamer.
Pot is a better drug than alcohol. It just is. I'll prove it to you. You're at a ball game or a concert and someone's really violent and aggressive and obnoxious. Are they drunk or are they smoking pot? They're drunk. I have never seen people on pot get in a fight because it's fucking impossible. Hey, buddy. Hey, what? Hey, hey. End of argument. There's no resistance. Say you get in a car accident, you've been smoking pot. You're only going 4 miles an hour, man. Oh shit, we hit something. We got rear-ended by a domino truck. Just a better world. I'm not promoting the use of drugs. All I'm saying is I was not a criminal when I smoked a joint no more, and you're a criminal because you're drinking a fucking beer right now, regardless of what laws you have on your fucking books. Okay? People who do drugs are not criminals. Okay? They might be sick, but I don't think jail's gonna heal them. I'm boring. End the point. Point is over. Okay? And I've had good times and I've had bad times on drugs. I admit I've had good and bad times on drugs, okay? But I've had good and bad relationships and I'm not giving up pussy. You know? That's all. Live and let live. Hi, I'm Bill. I'm a pussy hog. I like the way it smells. I like the way it tastes. Last night, I had a wet dream. I have had bad times on drugs. One time, me and three friends dropped acid, drove around in my dad's car. He's got one of those talking cars. We're tripping. Car goes, the door is ajar. We pulled over and thought about that for 12 hours. How can a door be ajar? Shit, I don't know, but I see it. I see it too. Fuck. Why would they put a jar on a car? Shit, man, I don't know. What's that? It's an egg. Great, we're not that high yet. When that turns it into a brain, we're getting a hotel room. I'm not proud of this moment, all right? But it happened and I moved on. I was not a criminal. That's my point. I was almost a criminal. Scary, man. I got pulled over tripping on acid once. Give you an idea where my lucky star dangles in the horizon. That was a long night. Cops tapping on this window. We're staring at them in this mirror. Little guy. How do you drive that big fucking car? Watch out, there might be a bunch of them. Shit, what are we gonna do? Let's put them in the jar. Never get us covered. I'm not proud of this. But, you know, we gotta have war on drugs, war on illiteracy, war. Come on, let's do it. Wanna have more war? Let's have war on everything. Come on. War? Yeah. That battle? Good. Gotta have an enemy. We can't just be happy. We gotta have an enemy. And find an enemy, then we, you know, that explains how we're all so miserable. Because all these enemies are everywhere. Let me tell you something, though. A lot of people don't believe drugs do any good for us. How many people here believe drugs don't do anything good for us? Anyone believe that? Somewhat much. You do here? me this favor then. Will you follow up on that belief? Okay, are you a man of your integrity? Go home tonight, take all your albums and tapes. You have a lot of albums and tapes and music? Go home and burn them. Because you know what? The musicians who made that music? Real fucking high on drugs. Okay? Okay. Shit, the Beatles were so high, they let Ringo sing a couple of tunes, man. Tell me they weren't partying. We all live in a yellow submarine. You know how fucking high they were at that point? They had to pull Ringo off the ceiling with a rake to record that fucking song. Get the rake. Ringo's got a great song. Put him down to the microphone. Something about we all live in a yellow tambourine, man. Pull it down. It's a great fucking tune, man. The positive effects of drugs on our culture. Great music. Case fucking closed. Got it, kitty poos? Tell you another thing too. They talk about the dangers of drugs. As long as Keith Richards still walks this fucking planet, I need more information. He destroyed that Just Say No campaign all by himself. It's like that commercial, the guy with the skillet. This is your brain. Here's Keith's brain. Here's Keith's brain on drugs. Him on drugs, huh? Give him some more. I know, give us drugs while we listen to him. We'll call it a concert. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, there's just a lot of ways you can look at things. That's all I'm saying, a lot of different ways. Okay, don't limit yourself to one particular way. You'll find yourself very much alone. Okay? Okay.